Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Ksuva Islamed Aleph. We begin right on the top line, Gufa Omar of Chizda. So yesterday we learned that if a fellow gets involved in a ma'asa which entails two components, there's an aspect of Bin Adam Lamokim, such as in Chiyuv Misa, generated by his offense, as well as something interpersonal, perhaps some sort of monetary offense committed as well. So if it happens at the very same moment, the same action encompasses both elements, he is only deserving of Misa, Kimlei B'drabe Minei, he gets the most severe punishment. So in this case he'll get Misa and be potter from payment, provided that actually they occur at the same moment, with the same masa. But we have an exception to the halacha. Gufa, let's go back to Omar of Chizda. Moid Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Even though Rabbi Nechunya maintains that the Chi of Misa absolves him of any payment, but in the following case, he will agree that he is chayav to pay. Moid Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana begoinev chelbo shel chaver. This fellow snatched some chelev, which is forbidden fats, for which he gets karis upon eating. He takes it from his friends, so he steals the chelev. The achil, and he proceeds to eat it. Although the achilas chelev generates a chi of karis, don't think he is potter from paying back his friend his chelev. Shehu chayev, he has to repay for that chelev. You know why? What do you mean? Kim lebed rabamine, doesn't he get the most severe punishment, which in this case is cursed? Answer is, shekfarni is chayiv begneva, because think of it this way. First, what occurs? The gneva. And only then, later on, the achilas chayiv, shekfarni is chayiv begneva. He was already obligated to repay for the gneva, the chayiv that he stole, kaidem sheyava ilidei isur chayiv, before he actually ate the chayiv and was chayiv cursed. So since it was a two-phase process, the stealing portion is unrelated to the eating portion, in which case first he's chayiv to repay for the geneva, and then karis on account of the achilas chelev. Leima plika de Rabbi Avin. Perhaps this halacha of Rav Chizda is inconsistent with Rabbi Avin, the Amar Rabbi Avin. Ha'azoyrek chetz. This fellow standing on the street on Shabbos, and he takes an arrow, and he starts shooting that arrow. He's standing here, and he shoots it away, mitchilas arba, l'seif arba, from here over to 4 amas away, which constitutes a malacha of carrying in the street. And what happened? Mid-flight, this arrow tore through some of his friend's expensive silk materials. Vikara, it tore, she ruined silk materials belonging to his friends, Bahali Chasi, en route. So he's standing here, shoots an arrow over to the other side of the street, and mid-flight, he inflicts damage to his friend's possessions. So in effect, he did two things. He did a melacha of carrying through the street, which generates karis. At the same time, he also inflicted damage to his friend's property, Chiyuv Mamon. What does Rabbi Avin tell us? Potter. He doesn't have to pay for that damage, because he's getting Misa. Sha'akira tzoyre chanochahi. Because although, you can really ask Akasha, when did he tear through the other fellow's materials? It happened before the arrow landed, 4 amas away. It occurred prior to the malacha concluding, to the chiv misa being generated. So why is he potter from paying for that damage? The answer is she'akira, because lifting that item, in this case the arrow, the liftoff of the arrow is tzor chanochahi. The shooting of the arrow is it's an integral component of the melacha of Eitzah. You can't have something land 4 amas away from you if you have not picked it off the ground from where you're standing. You can't have landing without liftoff. So lifting off and flying over to the landing point is a prerequisite. It's an integral component of the Melacha Vayitzah. So although the Melacha has not yet concluded, you haven't really triggered Misa at that moment, the moment when he tore through the materials. It was still a bit premature. It hadn't yet landed, because the landing, the Hanoch, is what concludes, what completes the Masa of Hitzah, the Melacha of Shabbos, which triggers Chiyuv Misa. Nevertheless, it's considered a simultaneous act, because the entire process, lifting the Chetz, sending it, and having it land, is all, it's a three-pronged Masa of Melacha, which inevitably generates Chiyuv Misa. And if anywhere within that three-pronged process he inflicted damage, he tore materials, it is considered as though that damage, as though that monetary offense occurred simultaneous with the offense that carries with it a Chiyuv Misa. And therefore he gets the Misa and Potter from payment. Sha'akira tzorech anochi. Hachinami, here as well. Back to the fellow who stole his friend's chelev. Why do you say he must pay back for the chelev? Because stealing took place first and then eating was only later. Hachinami hagbo tzorech achilehi. In order to eat, you have to lift. In order to do the achila, which creates Misa, you have to snatch the chelev. So since the hagbah of the chelev leads to achila, should it not be considered like one and the same act? And if this act triggers Misa, it should make you potter from payment. Hachi hashtu, you can't compare the two. Awesome, in the case of the arrow, efshala hanocha b'li akira. It won't land unless you lift it off. It won't have hanocha unless you shoot it. So the shooting, the akira, the lifting it off the ground is an integral part of the Haitzah. And therefore anything that occurred throughout that process relates to the Haitzah, bonds with the Haitzah, and is considered one and the same act, as opposed to stealing Chelev and then eating it. It's totally disconnected, totally unrelated. It's two separate, independent acts. Hacha, efshal la'achila b'lay hagba, in this case of the Chelev. One can eat Chelev without lifting it off the ground. The Iboy, if he wishes, gachin va'achil, just bends down and eats it off the floor. Or send three tvachim to the floor. You don't need to actually lift it off the ground. So lifting and eating has no connection. The achila generated misa, but not the lifting off the ground. So when he lifts it off the ground, stop right there. This is a masa geneva, which makes him liable. Which makes him chayev. Tashlumen for that chilev. And then starts the Masa Achila. So the Masa Achila follows the Masa Geneva. Two separate unconnected events, and therefore the Misa triggered by Achila does not absolve him from Tashlumen triggered by the Geneva, which preceded the Achila. Inami, another way to differentiate, another way to explain why the arrow is different. Why the melacha is considered to have begun at that early point of actually having shot out the arrow. Why? Inami hosami boy, because over there if he wants Ladura to retrieve the arrow, once he shot it, it's out of his hands. Limotzi mahadala, he can't retrieve it. Which means that the masa had begun right then. As soon as he shoots it, that's it. The Melacha Seitzah started right now. And this Melacha brought with it damage to his friend's possessions. So it's one enwrapped act. It's one act with two aspects to it. Monetary and capital. In which case, the capital punishment absolves him of the monetary obligations. Over here, by the Chelev. Hachem Motzi Mahadel over here. Fine, he lifts the chelev off the ground. He steals it. Could he put it back down? Sure. The fact that he chose to continue taking it to him and eating it And the eating part has nothing to do with lifting. Right? So there's no way to consider the actual masa of lifting as part of the achila. No connection. So it's two ways, two different sort of angles on how to differentiate between the halacha of Rav Chisda, who says that lifting the chilav off the ground, stealing it, brings him the chiv mamon, and then it's followed by a chiv misa due to achila. Two things are not related. The difference between that and this fellow who threw his chetz through the street and inflicted some damage en route, where we say, oh, it's all one enwrapped act. The misa and the mamon come together, and the misa is poita from the mamon. So we have two reasons why the arrow is so different. The first terrorist was because the act of shooting the arrow, the act of the akira, is required to get to the hanocha. So it's all one and the same act, and the masa hoitzah had begun at this point from the akira. Second terrorist was that once he shoots it, he can't take it back. So it's just one continuous act. My ika bein haid lishna lahaid nishna, is there any difference between the two distinctions, between these two reasons? Meaning, can we find a scenario where only one of these elements will be found and not the other? Ika, but now the difference would be in the following case. He did hoitzah in the street, and during that ma'asa hoitzah, he inflicted damage, but it wasn't by way of an arrow, but by way of a knife, which he was manually carrying. So here, the masa hoitzah technically begins from when I lift it and continues all throughout the carrying until I place it down. So that aspect exists, but the retrieval, so to speak, aspect doesn't apply here because I can retrieve it midway. It's in my hands. Hamar sakim mishisarabim. He's walking through the street on Shabbos with a knife. V'kara shiron by lichasay. And as he's doing so, he rips through some material. Is he chayiv to pay or not? Well, it depends. Lach nishna da amr si'ef shalah hanocha b'li akira, according to the first pshat, that the akira is required to get to the hanocha. You can't place it down, you know, 4 amos away unless you first lifted it off the ground 4 amos before. So the melech ha'itzah begins at that early point, at the akira, and continues into the hanocha. And anything that occurs in between is considered part of the masa malacha here as well. A chenami at the knife situation. You can't place it without lifting. So lifting and placement and anything in between is all one continuous malacha seitzo. It's considered something which generates misa, which is poite from tashlumin. But lahachlishn, according to the second pshat, the amris, which you had told me, which is the question of retrieving. Lo yimotzi mahadelo di chetz, the arrow cannot be retrieved once shot out, in which case it's one continuous masa. Hacha motzi mahadelo, in the case of the knife, you can just retract the steps, you can just stop right there. He doesn't have to continue walking across the street and placing it on the other side, in which case you don't necessarily have to consider the entire masa as one big melechas hitzah in terms of considering it a malacha, an act which generates misa from its early point, from its initiation, because the fact is I can just turn around and drop it. So the fact that I choose to continue carrying that knife is by choice. It's not inevitable. It's not an inevitable part of the masa hitzah at this point, at this early point. So now when I inflict the damage before I completed the melacha hitzah, that damage stands alone. And that's a separate masa. And I would be chayiv on that, since it occurs before I chose to complete the melech ha-tzor, which generates misa. Interesting, nafkamina. So bottom line, just for clarity, we had three separate types of, you know, categories. We had Rav Chizda, who was a chaylev, where he is chayiv to pay because it's unrelated. First he stole, and then he ate. On the other side of the spectrum, we had the arrow shooter who inflicted damage mid-air. He's putter. Because over there you have all the elements in favor, so to speak. You can't retrieve the arrow. You need to lift in order to land. It's one continuous Malacha Saitzo, which identifies with Misa and is Poiter from Tashlumin. And he had that mid-case with a knife. One aspect exists. Lifting the knife and carrying through the street leads to the Misa. On the other hand, he can still retrieve it. So not necessarily does it identify with the Misa, which will come at the end. So that's the question of how to view that case. Continues the Gemara. So you tell me, at least according to one pshat, that when I initiate an activity which is an integral part of that broader masa, such as akira, which is needed for the hanocha, which generates the melachas of etzah, I should say, concludes the melachas of etzah, which triggers chiyuv misa. So in that case, the entire episode is considered one unit, a masa which identifies with misa and therefore absolves me of any chiyuv moment that might come along with it. Is that the case? Masir of Bevi Bar Abaye. Listen to this kasha from our Mishnah. Hagoy nevkis b'Shabbos. This fellow stole a money packet on Shabbos. So he walks into his friend's backyard, picks up his money pouch, and walks out to the street. He did two things wrong. He stole on Shabbos, and he did haitzah from Rishus HaYachid, from a private domain, into the street, the Rishus HaRab. So he's chayv to pay back for the kiss, for the money pouch. Why? Chiyuv Misa is Paiter Mamon. Answer, because it was sequential. It was step by step. Shekvan is chayv b'gneva. First, he was liable for the gneva. When he picked it off the ground, he was chayv. As she says, he did hagbaha, lifting it and keeping it in your hands. It's called hagbaha. It's in your possession. It's in your domain. Even though I'm standing in his property, but it's in my hand, that gives it a kinyan. By doing so, I executed the avera of gneva. So that happened before. Koidim shiyava de isur skila, before he had carried into the street, which generates isur skila. So in this case, it's chayim. However, hayim egarer v'yotze. Suppose he was taking the money pouch and dragging it out. He didn't actually lift it up, which would constitute hagba. Rather, he carried it out into the street. So he carried it into the street. Sorry, he dragged it, right? He dragged it on the ground into the street. So in this case, he's potter. He doesn't have to repay for the pouch. Why? Because in this case, the mas of geneva, the act of stealing, and the mas of haitzah, the act of the melacha of Shabbos, occurred at the very same moment. As soon as that money pouch crossed the boundary between his backyard and the street, he had accomplished both things. Number one, he stole. Number two, he did haitzah. So since this one very same act created two things, misa and haitzah, misa and mamon, he gets misa and not mamon. So he's potter from payment, sharei iser, Shabbos, v'geneva, ban ke'echa, because you have Shabbos and geneva occurring simultaneously. V'amai, asks the Gemara, in the first case, he did hagbah, and then carried it out. He's chayv to pay. Why? Because he stole before he did the melacha. Hachanami here as well. Let's apply the concept that we mentioned earlier. Hachanami lema. Let's say, hagbah tzor chatzohi. The fact is, when he lifted it off the ground, what was his intent? What was his plan? What did he have in mind? To take it out to the street with him. So the melacha haitzah doesn't kick in when he hits the boundary. It kicks in right now. Lifting it off the ground is an integral part of haitzah, which will follow in a second. So there's no stealing before the melacha. Stealing and the melacha occurs at the very same moment. He should be potter from payment. We're speaking Kigoyin Shigbir Almanas Latsne. When he lifted it off the ground, he did not have a mind to take it out right away. He planned on taking it and just hiding it on the side until Matzah Shabbos. And then, Venimlach Olav Lo Yitzio Yitzio, And he changed his mind. He had a change of heart. Decided to carry it out. In that case, you cannot say that the initial lifting off the ground is considered a melacha beitzah. He never planned on carrying it out at that early point. So first he stole, and then he did the melacha beitzah. Therefore he's chayiv. V'chi agavnim yichayiv. But why would there be a melacha beitzah altogether in this case? If he never planned on carrying it outside when he had lifted it off the ground. The melacha is, in order for the masa to be considered a melacha beitzah, you have to have in mind, as soon as you pick it off the ground, that liftoff must be done with the intent of following through with carrying it outside. But in this case, when he never planned on carrying it outside, he planned on just hiding it on the side, inside the Rishus HaYachid for the time being, so the Akira was not done properly. There is no malacha at all in this case. In this case, why would it be chayiv altogether for Haitzah on Shabbat? It is not Haitzah. If one relocates his items from one side of the house to the other, from one corner of the room to the other, he was just moving things around, never planned on taking them outside. And suddenly there's a change of heart. Okay, this is out to the garbage. He takes it outside. So he lifted it off the ground to bring it to the other side of the room. While he's holding it midair, he changed his route and heads out to the door. In this case, he's Potter. Shaloi Haisa Akira Misha Rishan Elakach, because initially when he lifted it off the ground, it was not done with the intent of its answer. Loi Teimam Nasletz. Instead of saying, well, this Ganav picked it off the ground with the intent to just store it on the side. No, that's not what happened. Ela Imam Nasletz. Rather, he actually picked it off the ground with the Kavana, planning on taking it outside into the street. Well, if that's the case, then we're back to the kasha, because if his hagbah, if his akira, was for the sake of haitzah, then the malacha begins right now, at this moment. You can't say stealing took place before haitzah. Well, haitzah and stealing occurred at the very same moment. Answer is, Achmai Skinner was speaking Gashamat. On the way out, he took a break. He stopped. He stopped in his tracks before he got to the street. And therefore, the fact that he sort of stood still for a moment, that makes us consider the chayfetz, to view the item that he's holding, in this case the money pouch, as though that also landed, was placed down on the ground. Rashi calls it akira skufoy, hanocha skufoy, placement of his body, sort of getting his body to stand still with the item in his hold, allows us to view the item itself as though it landed on the ground. In which case, he terminated his act. He terminated his mice. He picked it up and stopped. He picked it up, started walking out, stopped. We viewed as though he picked it and put it back down. So now he did a malacha of geneva before he even got to Haitzah. He never got close to the street. So malacha of Shabbos followed geneva. And since geneva was first, separate, unconnected to Malacha of Shabbos, he's chayiv on Geneva. Amad Lamai, what was his motive for taking that break and stopping midway? Ila katif, simply to rearrange the load on his shoulder? Urchiyu, that's a standard procedure for a fellow carrying a load. And that's not called a hanocha, because it was just a temporary break, just to, facilitate further movement. It's not called a break in the action. That doesn't terminate the masa. Urchihu. Ela b'imid lafish. Oh, he took a break. He was carrying this big money sack. It was getting too heavy. So he stopped for a break. That's called hanoch. And again, in this case, he's chayef to pay, because the geneva was until that moment, and the melachas of Haitzah was initiated from that moment forward, when he started going again. Unconnected, unrelated, two separate things, he's chayef to pay. Aval akatef mai pata. But suppose the motor for that short break was just to rearrange that load. In which case, we view it as one continuous act from the moment he lifted the sack off the ground till he got to the street and placed it down on the street, it's one continuous act. And therefore, since this ma'asa is a malachas of itzah, which generates mis, it makes him potter from payment. So he's potter. Is that the case? Okay, that works. But we have a kash. Ah, the tani hayim megarar v'yotze. Megarar v'yotze potter. When the Mishnah was looking for a case where he's potter, the Mishnah sort of shifted to a different type of case. Dragging it, etc. Why did you have to have that? Just focus on this case itself. He lifted it off the ground. Well, he took a break. It depends on why he braked. Let's find a distinction within this type of case itself. When do you say he has to repay for the item? When he really stopped to take a break. So first he stole, stopped. He started haitzah. Avalakatev potter, it was just a quick rearrangement. It's one continuous masa, which generates me. So there's no chiyah for the gneva. Elohamani ben Azahi. Says the Gemara, okay, let's go back to basics. He didn't break, he didn't stop. He picked the money pack off the ground and walked outside into the street. Question was, why is he chayy for the Gneva? If it occurred simultaneous with the Masa itself. Answer, Hamani ben Azahi. We're following a unique shita of ben Azahi, the Amar who holds, Mahalech ka'im adami. Even when one is walking, continuously walking without a break. Every step of the way is considered like landing, lifting. So when he places his foot on the ground, he landed with the item. He did hanacha. When he lifts it off the ground, it's as though he and the item are lifting off the ground. So when he picked it, when he picked up the money sack in this friend's backyard and started walking towards the street, as soon as his foot landed on the ground the first time in the backyard, it's as though he and the money pack landed. He concluded the stealing part of his activity and now starts the haitzah part. As soon as he picks his foot off the ground again, that's haitzah. That's Akira, which leads into the street. So that's the answer to your question. Asks the Gemara. But this is unique to walking, right? Because you have the footsteps. Aval Zurich. But suppose he's standing in his friend's property, finds a wallet, and throws it into the street. There's no walking. There are no steps. In this case, what would be the halacha? Potter, of course. He's potter from repayment because as soon as he lifts it and throws it, that's considered malacha v'itzah, which makes him potter from tashlumen. If that's so, niflig v'nisni b'dida. Same kash as before. If we are looking for a case where he's potter, we can find it right here. Skip the dragging and the megarer and the yaitze. Just speak about a person who's lifting an item. Well, it depends. If he's walking with it, has one halacha. If he tosses it, has a different halacha. Niflig v'nisni b'dida. Let's find the distinction within this type of scenario. When do we say he has to repay for the geneva? But mahalich, when he's walking with it. Because every step is a new act. Aval zerik potter, but if he simply picks it off the ground and throws it into the street, it's one malacha seitza, which brings with it a chi of mammon. The misa makes him potter from mammon. Aval zerik potter, why do you have to discuss dragging things? Answer, megarer v'yotze, it's drichalei, dragging contains a chiddush. Sakada dachmina, perhaps I would think, ain derech haitzah b'kach, dragging? That's not your conventional way of, transporting items. And perhaps, there would be no chiv Shabbos in this case. Kamash one, the chiddush is yes, sometimes people drag items. Over my, what are we speaking about? Iberavari? Large scale items, big sacks of money? Urchi, of course. That's standard procedure. Of course you drag them around, there's no chiddush in there. We're speaking about very small items. It's certainly not accepted practice to drag them around. And there would be no Chiyuv Shabbos in this case, because we know that the Chiyuv, which comes upon a person who does a Malacha b'Shabbos, that's only if it's done Kedarke. But if it's done Shalei Kederach, dragging something about when it's not the accepted practice, he's potter. Ella b'mitzi was speaking about medium-sized sacks. And the chiddush is, dragging that is considered derech haitzah. Okay, asks the Gemara. Next question. Where did he drag the item to? Where did he drag it out to? We know where he took it from, his friend's backyard. But where to? Did he take it into the street in that manner? Well, let's keep in mind, what are we trying to achieve? Megarer v'yotze is an example where he's involved in Melechas Shabbos and Masa Genever all at once, right? That's the whole point. He didn't lift it off the ground. He dragged it. So he didn't really steal it because there was no Hagba'a done. The only way he can acquire in this manner would be Meshicha, bringing something into your domain, bringing it into the alleyway in the Rishus Ram where you have access, where you can be kind of things. The Masa would be a Kinyan Meshicha, bringing it into your possession, bringing it towards you, giving you control, giving you access. That cannot happen in the other fellow's backyard. It only happens once it changes domains, once it goes into the street. By way of dragging, that's how you accomplish Kinyan Meshicha. And at that very same moment, when it crossed the boundary, and crossed into the Shusha Rabbim, he also executed Melechas Hitzah. So Mechitzah and Gneva occurred at the very same moment. That's why he's Pata. That's what we're trying to aim for, right? So the question is, where did he drag the item to? With the Abke Lehecha. Where to? Either Abke Lushusha Rabbim. They take it into the street in that manner. You're not going to have Shabbos and Gneva at the same time. You know why? Isser Shabbos Ika. Certainly, he had done Isser Shabbos by dragging a sack into the street from Rosh Hashanah Yachid to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, but there's no Geneva. Isser Geneva Leka. You can't be Koine through Meshicha when you're in the street. It's not your private domain. Meshicha doesn't work there. Ida Apke Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Okay, so let's say he dragged it from his backyard to his backyard. Over here you have Geneva. We don't have Melechas Hitzah. Isser Geneva Ika, you stole. But Isser Shabbos Lekka, he didn't do Melechas Shabbos. He took it from one private domain to the other private domain. Letzricha, so what's the case? The Abki Letzid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. He dragged the sack from the other fellow's property into Tzid Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which Rashi explains as being those areas along the sides of the street where there are some barriers and some stones which keep the traffic away from the structures, lest they damage them. So in those areas, there aren't that many people. They're more like alleyways, so to speak. In which case, we treat it somewhat like Rosh Hashanah Yachid pertaining to the halacha of Kinyan. Asks the Gemara 1 second. Okay, whose shita are we discussing here? Ikar Belezer is according to him, the Amar Tzidi Rosh Hashanah Kshusharam Damu, that these sidelines of Rosh Hashanah are treated like Rosh Hashanah. Isur Shabbos Ika, Isur Gneva Leka. So we have a Shabbos concern. We drag something into that corner. He has done Melechas Hitzah. But Isur Gneva Leka, he hasn't accomplished Gneva because it's not his private property. You can't do Meshicha there. You haven't really acquired anything. There was no Kinyan Geneva. Ikar Rabban, are we following Shittas Rabban? The Amri Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabban, love Rosh Hashanah Rabban Dami. The Rabban hold that these sidelines are not considered like Rosh Hashanah Rabban. Okay, so then Isra Geneva Ika. By dragging the item into that corner, he has accomplished Geneva. He has stolen. He has acquired the item. But Isra Shabbos Lekka. Problem is, he didn't do any malacha. It's not Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So when do you have a case where he's doing both things at once? It's one or the other. Either it's the street or it's not the street. Lo'ilam ka Rabbi Elazar. You know what? Let's go with Rabbi Elazar. Yechi amar Rabbi Elazar. Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Ki Rosh Hashanah Rabbim dam. When does Rabbi Elazar maintain that these sidelines are considered like Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? This Shabbos, that is strictly pertaining to halachas of Shabbos. When you carry something into the Tzidei Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, we treat it as though we took it into the street. Why? So although it's not the main thoroughfare, the Zimnin, because at times, when there's heavy traffic, the Dachki Rabbim Vaidu Lahasim. There's no room in the center. People just squeeze into the sides. So it is somewhat considered like a Rishus Rabbim, pertaining to Halachas of Shabbos. Avale inya mikna kani. But on the other hand, when it comes to doing kinyanim, accomplishing the acquisition, the kinyan of Mashiach, you can use that area as well. It's not your typical Rishus Rabbim. My time, why is it different than the street, where Mashiach doesn't work? The Hala Yishchichi Rabbim, because after all, it's not an area commonly frequented by the pedestrians. And therefore, as Rashi explains, we treat it like a sinta, like an alleyway, where you can do Mashiach. Because for the time being, it's your Makim Shimush, you have access to it, there isn't that much company here. So it's enough, sort of temporarily, designated for your use, in which case Mashiach would work. So the question was, Bryce says he drags an item from the other fellow's property into the street. By crossing over that boundary between property and street, he has committed two wrongs. He has stolen and carried it out into the street on Shabbos. How does that work? Answer is, Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. In terms of Shabbos, it's considered the street. He did a malacha v'itzah. At the same time, since it's not a commonly frequented area, there's no heavy traffic there. Chachamim allow a person to be koine by way of kinyan meshicha, and therefore dragging it into that corner constitutes a masa kinyan, in this case a masa gezela or masa geneva. So since the geneva and the malacha occurred at the same moment, the malacha which generates misa overrides the geneva and his pater. That's one approach. Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. Here comes Ravashi. Ravashi Omar, I'll give you another answer to your question. What was the question? Megarer v'yotze. Why is he pater? It would seem to be telling me that the geneva and the malacha v'itzah occur at the same moment. How's that? If it's a street, there's malacha, but there's no kinyan. What happened was he was dragging the item and he had his other hand on the street side of the boundary at the ready to receive the money pouch. His hand was situated within 3 tefachim to the ground. We know within 3 tefachim is considered loved, like connected. So it's still sort of in the street. But where is it going? Into his hand. That's my area. That's my domain. It's in my possession. It's in my control. And therefore he's kaina. Were he to have just dragged it into the street? Dragging Mashiach into a street, that's not dragging into your possession. It's into the street. It's not asserting control. It's not obtaining access. You're taking it to the street. A publicly accessed area. But if it's into your hand, that accomplishes Mashiach. So you can have it both ways. It's the street for Rosh Hashanah, for Shabbos, but it's still close enough to home, it's in my hand, to be considered my area, under my control, in which case Kinyan Mashiach can be activated. So you have Yitzah and Geneva at the same time. Look at the Rav. Dama Rav, Yodei Shel Adam, Chashuvu L'Karbo Al Arbo. This is coming to answer another question. You see, as we learned back in Maseches Shabbos, the Malacha of Yitzah encompasses several elements. There's Akira, there's Hanacha, as we explained all along, lifting it off the ground, placement, but you need to place it on Eimokim Chashiv. It has to have substance, it has to have area. You're trying to change its location from here to here, you have to place it on a new location. A place which is suitable for use. A place where it can call home, so to speak. You need a makam chasha, which is at least 4 tefachim in length by 4 tefachim in width. Here he placed the kiss in his hands. Hand? It's less than 4x4. The answer is, it's versatility. It's chashivas. It's significance. One's hand. Much you can do with a hand. So in this case, the qualitative edge, so to speak, inherent in one's hand makes up for the loss of footage of space. Even though it's less than 4x4, yodo yishol adam chashuv loy karbo al arbo, and therefore it's considered a masa, it's a placing it in one's hand. Third teretz, Ravacha mas nihachi. So Ravacha actually learned the teretz like we just said, that he put his hand close to the ground, accepted it in his hand. That explains the Mishnah. Ravina, this is the third teretz of the Gemara. Ravina mas nihachi, he had a different pshat. How to explain the aloha of megara v'yotze, that by way of dragging, he can accomplish two things at once, melacha v'yotza, and a masa geneva. Ravina masni l'oilam da'afkilush esarabim, certainly he dragged the straight into the street. Not the tzidirush esarabim, not his hand which was in the street, onto the street itself. Question, where is Mashiach? Answer, uber rishus esarabim nanikana. According to Ravina, Mashiach done in the street works. Simple answer to the question. V'tarvayu. V'diyuka, d'ha masnisin kamiflagi. So Ravina holds Mashiach works in the street. Rav Acha apparently disagrees. So they too, them too, had a machlekes and had to learn the Mishnah, the upcoming Mishnah, which can prove one way or the other. That's not. This fellow was stealing an animal. So he's pulling the animal out of the other fellow's barn. Umeis, and the animal passed away. B'shus balam pata, if it occurred while it was still in its owner's possession, still in its owner's property, so the ganav has not yet acquired the item, potter. He's not liable. He's not responsible for the item. Because here he's just doing Mashiach, and Mashiach certainly doesn't work in the other fellow's property. Let's say he lifted the animal. Actually asserting proper control, personal control. He's in my hands. That's a kinyan wherever. In my place, in his place, in the street. Or somehow he pulled it out of the property of its owner. And then, after acquiring the item of mace, it dies. The ganav is chayev. So that's the Mishnah. There are two ways to learn the Mishnah, which will lead us to a conclusion, one way or the other, regarding our question of whether or not Mashiach can be accomplished in the streets. Ravina Daik Mirashu. Ravina who held that, yes, it can work even in the street. He focused on the first part of the Mishnah, which proved his shita. Rav Acha Daik Misefa, Rav Acha who learned otherwise, Mashiach cannot be done in the street. He focused on the second part of the Mishnah, which proved his position. Explains the Gemara. Ravina Daik Mirashu. Hoye Mashiach v'yotzei umeis. So he was dragging the animal out of the other fellow's backyard, and he died b'shus balam potter. That's the Mishnah. Tama d'meis b'shus balam. It's only because it passed away while still in its owner's property. Hoyitzei b'shus balam umeis chayim. But suppose he was mace only after the ganav dragged him outside into the street, in which case the ganav has now assumed possession, has acquired the item. The ganav is responsible. Clearly, Mashiach works even in the street. Rav Acha daik misef. Rav Acha, on the other hand, focused on the second part of the Mishnah, which proved his position. Mashiach does not work in the street. It says, the ganav lifted the item, or dragged it out. We seem to sort of equate these two forms of acquisition. So when we speak about extraction and transporting out, dumi de hagba, let's assume it's similar in nature to lifting. Ma hagba, the asilu should say, just like when you lift it, it's actually totally in your control. Af itza anami, the asilu should say, likewise, when you want to do itza by way of dragging and mashicha and pulling, it must also conform to this type of guideline. It has to be in your place. You can't just pull something to the street and claim it as yours. It has to be pulled into your area, which is only in Rosh Hashanah. So each Amora had a diyuk from a different part of the Mishnah to prove his position. So now, every diyuk, every inference will be a kash on the other shita, right? Rav Acha, who said that Mashiach does not work in Rosh Hashanah, Kashi Resha. The first part of the Mishnah will be difficult according to him. First part which indicates that Mashiach does work in this manner. On the other hand, the Ravina who said that Mashiach works in the street, Kashi Seifa, he'll have a problem with the second part of the Mishnah. Answer, Reishol Ravacha Lekash, Ravacha will not be deterred by the first part of the Mishnah, because he'll learn a bit differently than Ravina did. What does the Mishnah say? That if he was being meishach the animal, he was leading the animal out, and it died while still in its owner's property, his potter. Ravina learned from there, well, if he took it out of the property, simply by leading it, by dragging it, that's enough to be considered the ganav's acquisition. No, Rav Acha disagrees with that interpretation. Kama, delay asalushu say, rishus balam karina bay. As long as the animal was not led into the rishus of the ganav, it's still called rishus balam. So even though he's leading it through the street, technically, halachically, it's still considered in its owner's possession because I've not yet brought it into my property. Because Mashiach only works in my property. On the other hand, Sefer Ravina like Kasha. Ravina who held otherwise, that Mashiach works even in the street. What about the second part of the Mishnah which says, well, you can do Hagbah, you can do Haitzah, which sounds like Haitzah has to be done in the same form as Hagbah. And Hagbah is certainly sitting in my possession, sitting in my, under my control. Perhaps Mashiach as well can only be accomplished if it's totally in my area. Loikasha, he was not deterred by that. Diuk, Haitza, Dumya, the Hagbah, Layamrina. Who says to equate the two things? Sure, Hagbah is an absolute assertion of control, but not necessarily by Haitza do we need likewise. Okay, fairly simple enough. We started with the concept that Kimlei Bedrabi Mine, if one is guilty of a capital offense, he will get the Misa and be potter from Tashlumin. We dealt with three separate cases. One is the arrow going through the street and cutting through material. In that case, he's certainly potter, because the Masa Hatzah was initiated at the point of release of that arrow, in which case anything that occurs going forward occurred simultaneously with the Melech HaSeitzah, which generates Misa. On the other side of the spectrum, we had Rav Chizah's case. He stole some Chelev and ate it too. He's chayav to pay because stealing and eating, two unrelated parts of this experience. We had a mid-case of the fellow carrying the knife through the street, and doing so he tore through some materials. In that case, we weren't sure how the halacha would treat it. We continue with a Mishnah. A ganav stole a kiss b'shabbos. In the first case, he's chayav to pay because he stole it. He did hakbah. He did a kinyan. That's a masa gneiva, which is separate from the masa atzah, which followed afterwards. And the Gemara told us we're following shitas ben asai, mahalach koi midami. Every step you take makes a akira, makes a hanocha. So when he picked it off the ground, took one step, it's as though he put it back down. He stole. Then he continued walking. Now he's starting the masa atzah, which took him out into the street, which generates chiv misa, two unrelated aspects, and therefore doesn't absolve him of tashlumim. In the second case of the Mishnah, we had Megarer V'yotze. Megarer V'yotze is putter. But if he's stealing it by way of dragging it, in which case there was no kinyan until he reached the street. At that point, it was a kinyan of Meshicha. But Meshicha and Haitzah, the very same moment, Misa absolves the moment. How can you do Meshicha in the street? Three terutzim. A, Tzidei Rishas Rabim. B, it went into his hand, lying very close to the street level. Number three, Ravina, Mashiach would work even in Rishas HaRavim. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.